You spoke today at the Illinois Commodity Conference. Talk about how a spoonful of sugar can help the GMOs go down.
Well, I talked about, of course, Woodstock, you know, another farmer, Max Yasgur. You know, why am I talking about Woodstock from 45 years ago? Because that was the beginning of the communications revolution. And like all complex issues, whether it's fracking or GMOs, that we have to learn how to communicate differently. And in the internet age, it's every bit as significant as the agricultural and industrial revolutions that have preceded it. But rather than be afraid of this new form of communications, we need to embrace it.
As the agriculture industry, specifically farmers that are using traditional production methods, how do we effectively communicate the fact that GMOs aren't bad and that there's a reason behind our production methods?
Well, first of all, we've been communicating that it's not bad for 15 years, and that's not working. What we learned when we lost in Vermont on the GMO labeling issue, and then we use those lessons successfully in Oregon and Colorado and California, is that we need to speak about benefits. Stop being defensive and talk about benefits. And if we talk about lower prices, lower use of pesticides, feeding the world's hungry, it starts to change the conversation because it's emotional. We all think it's scientific. We all think it's factual. We want to tell people, oh, here are the facts. But facts as arguments don't work. I mean, how many of you have used facts in your argument with your spouse? I mean, how well does that work? You know, it's about the emotion. We get too much information to be factual. You can be factual ultimately, but let us embrace people with the emotion. I think the anti-GMO crowd has been extremely successful in controlling the emotion for the last 15 years. Let's change the conversation. Let's talk about the fact that it's actually oxymoronic when people think, I'm anti-pesticides, I'm anti-herbicides, and I'm anti-GMO. No, actually, using GMO reduces the use, and people don't understand that.
So if I were a traditional consumer, pitch me and tell me the best way, or give me an example of the best way for us to communicate and how the agriculture industry should convey to a typical consumer using that emotion and using maybe a little logic together.
Well, first of all, 54% of Americans know very little about GMOs. Half of those don't know anything, zero, about GMOs, which means there's a real vacuum out there, and crisis abhors a vacuum. But when we get information, any information, the messenger is the message. So rather than have big agriculture be the ones, or trade groups, and GMA, grocery manufacturers, has started doing a great job. Their new websites, their new videos are brilliant and really embracing the new technology. But who are the messengers? So I'd be thinking about senior citizen groups who talk about not having to choose between heating and eating because their food prices are lower, or veterans groups with the same message, consumer groups, environmental groups who can talk about the lower use of pesticides. How about Kenyans and other African groups? Now, international groups talking about the fact that we can now feed the world. You know, a 16-to-1 crop yield difference really means an incredible difference in terms of feeding the world's hungry. When you start talking about benefits, now your adversaries have to be defensive. And we saw that in Colorado and Oregon, where virtually every newspaper, including USA Today, for the first time editorialized against the labeling requirements because they started to understand, oh, these benefits are really significant.
So we're looking at some non-traditional partners to help us convey our message, potentially.
Oh, absolutely. So it's non-traditional partners. You know, we think, adversaries. Well, that's why it's so important to get in early. You know, most people haven't made their mind up about how they feel about an issue. Washington crossed the Delaware with a 33% approval rating. You know, people were split. A third supported the British, a third supported the revolutionaries, and a third didn't care on that significant issue. So one, there are lots of people who can be supportive. But two is to look for allies and those who haven't yet made up their mind who can be messengers.